The issue on that day in 2010,
a joint task force went into school during school hours and identified students at school as potential gang members.
The ACLU of Utah's John Mejia also says the 25 students of color were detained and forced to hold whiteboards denoting possible gang affiliation. Salt Lake City schools and police promised to stop that and racial profiling.
Certainly, we were not looking to take away anybody's ability to do their duty in keeping students safe.
Three students sued and their settlement includes $100,000 to split with attorneys. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.